Shmuel Shapira. Ah. Okay. Karan Opanav. Tafshin Lamed Aleph. 631, which is 1971. Yeah. Shmuel came back from his first trip to Oman and he broke his leg. In English you say that, right? Go break a leg. Yeah, it's a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a bad thing.
What?
Good thing, break a leg.
Break a leg is like
a raw masochist.
Before play, versus Oman, they break a leg.
So what's go fly a kite? Get out of here?
Yeah. Jump in a leg.
Some expression, the American expression.
He wasn't in Berlin before, many years ago?
No, it wasn't. 1970 was the first time.
First time?
Yeah, they couldn't. It was communism. There you go. Even that, it's after half a year in America. And whole story. He brings down the story here later, how he went to America. Anyways, he broke his leg, and they put his leg in a cast, as they usually do when you break a leg. But afterwards, he had a different problem with his leg, and he had to have an operation on his leg. And because of that operation, he was a few weeks, a lot of weeks, he couldn't get out of bed. Right? Those two reasons prevented him from going to the mikvah. So when that period of time passed and he was able to get up, right away, he went to Meron. First thing he did, he went to the mikvah right there outside the Me'arah. When he went outside, who did he meet? His best friend, Rav Levi Yitzchak Mendel. Shmuel was all excited. He went to the mikvah, right? He said, look, I did the mikvah and everything. And also was his son-in-law, Avanche Fuchs, I dab with all his children, right? Said that in that time, Shmuel's face was shining from glory, like Moshe Rabbeinu coming down from Har Sinai. He said that his face was shining. That's how Shmuel looked. That's what he imagined that it looked like. His face was glowing. He went to the mikvah after a few weeks. He couldn't go to the mikvah. Another thing that happened with the mikvah with the Shmuel Shapira. The picture of Shmuel and Levitz Mendel. Anyone wants to see afterwards? Yeah. One time, Mendel, Shmuel's son, Mendel here from the shul, he tells a story. One time, Erev Rosh Chodesh, Shmuel took him and his children, as usual, to Meron. He goes to go every Erev Rosh Chodesh to Meron. It was at the end of his day, when he had Parkinson, very, very severe. He had, for 13 years, he had Parkinson. It was getting worse and worse. Besides many other problems that already joined together. He wasn't old then, he died when he was 76. Right, he couldn't even move. Amash, they had to take him everywhere, and Amash, he was. And he couldn't go to the mikvah every day. He couldn't go. So usually he went to the mikvah only once a week on Erev Shabbos. At least Erev Shabbos he said, I'll go to the mikvah. Still with Neve, it took a long time because you know, Parkinson, they can't control their nerve system, and they pick up the leg and everything starts shaking like that. It's kind of hard to go to the mikvah that way. Okay. Anyway, so we went out of the Tzion, Mendel says, we went onto the car to go to Yerushalayim. Suddenly, on the exit of Meron, Shmuel says, no, I need to go to the mikvah. So what? Is it impossible, you with the mikvah? Going into the car took them half an hour. How do you get him in exactly, this and that? Thinking out, going to the mikvah. You go into the mikvah on a weekday, not an Erev Shabbos. How will we do this? But Shmuel was strong. I need a mikvah now and here. Let's go now. Anyway, they knew that there's nothing, no one to argue with. They took him to Meron. They took him to the mikvah. Yeah, and all the brothers together are carrying him, helping him go to the mikvah. It took a long, long time. Before he went into the mikvah, he asked everyone else to go inside before him. Only then he'll go in. After he went in, after they all went in, and then he went in. Kitzur. They went back to the car. Right away, Rav Shmuel left the mikveh to go to the car. Suddenly, he had all his strength and he started walking to the car. He couldn't walk. As if he had a... So, they all were shocked, right? They were sitting. So the father said, Rav Shmuel said, he said, Rav Shimon, Mendelein. I said, Mendelein, what are you shocked about? By Rabbi Shimon, he could do a lot of miracles. Rabbi Shimon does. I went to the mikvah and I felt that my machala, my disease is not with me anymore. I could walk. But the true miracle was, listen to the story behind. Still, why? Mendelein, he was, why did Rabbi Shimon want to tell about a weekday? What's Stam? So he had a reason. Once, I was alone with him. And then he also asked everyone to go in before him. What's the whole story there? What do you want? So once I was alone with him, I asked him. I knew that one of our friends that was with us, he didn't go to the mikvah that day. I felt sorry for him. I didn't go to the mikvah today. So he said, I'll tell them I need to go to the mikvah. And then I'll let them all go in front of me. And then I'll also go in. I didn't see with nefesh. He said, because I didn't see with nefesh, Rav Shimon paid me back and I was able to walk to the car normally. Rav Motche Frank, the grandson of Shmuel Shapira, said once when the grandfather of Shmuel was very old already, I mean he wasn't very old but he was very sick and close to the end already, he couldn't go to the mikvah, so he used to tell him, go to the mikvah for me, go also think about me when you're in the mikvah. So I asked him, Zaydi, what's the whole thing? What, I could be mighty you with my tefillah. He said, why not? You could pray for me, so why could he tefillah for me? What's the difference? Top. There, we're in chapter 16, and we're going to do it tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. We're going to read tomorrow about Sefirat HaOmer. Shmuel Sefirat HaOmer.